Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I'm going to make the argument that a $16,000 Kia is much better to travel in than a $60,000 Mercedes. Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. So great to have you as one of the 11 billion people listening in over 1,700 countries around the world to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I think those numbers are accurate. I'll have to check just to make sure there's 1,700 countries and 11 billion people on the planet. But you get the gist. It's the number one motivational podcast on the planet, and I want to share with you a story about getting from point A to point B and how you don't need to spend $60,000 to get there. Let's get right after it, into it, right now. Let's see, 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago, or was it yesterday? I think that's a Stephen Wright joke somewhere now. About 10 years ago, no, it was yesterday. When was it, when did I buy my Mercedes? Oh, do you know, I think it was 2014, somewhere near, doesn't matter, okay. A few years ago, I drove a Mercedes. Nice car. $60,000 car. Now, you got to let me just frame this, okay? Grew up pretty poor. Never had any money. And so I just thought, you know, a bucket list item for me was to drive a Mercedes. Don't ask me why. And it had to be the Mercedes with the emblem on the hood, not the one where it's kind of baked into the grill there, if you know what I'm talking about, the differences there. So I'm not a car guy. Don't know anything about cars. I just knew I wanted to drive a Mercedes. It just... Luxury. That's just, I wanted to drive a Mercedes. So I had a Buick Regal, and I traded that in. The lease was up. So I went to the Mercedes dealership here in Cincinnati, test drove a few of them, ended up with I don't even know what it was. Golly, what was it? Oh, the 300 series, something like that. 300 series, 400 series, doesn't matter. Anyway, it's a nice Mercedes, blue, had the ornament on the hood, everything I ever wanted. Drove it off the lot. I felt like I was styling. There's no doubt about it. And then after, maybe 2 days, I said, okay, well, this was fun. What do I do now? Oh, I've got 3 years of payments. Okay, I gotcha. Well, that was kind of a letdown for me. And I'm going to share with you what this has to do with every day being Saturday and going for your dream and a vision and all that good stuff and living life on purpose. But I'll tell you, it drove the same as my Regal. Now, you guys that are car, you women as well that know your cars way better than me, you're going to be, Sam, you certainly are not comparing a Buick Regal to a Mercedes. Well, no, I'm actually going to compare a Kia Forte to a Mercedes, so hang with me. Hang with me, champion. I didn't notice any difference, man. I mean, of course, it had some get up and go to it, and it had the nice leather, but so did my Regal. It had all that, too. It didn't have the punch that the Mercedes had, like going from 0 to 60, but I don't know. I never went 0 to 60 driving my kids to school. You know, it's not like I had to get from one light to the next one in 3/10 of a second. So I didn't really need it, you know? And I think that's what we do in society. We buy a lot of stuff that we don't need. You know, we can't get enough. We've got, you know, unlimited data, unlimited disk. We've got storage facilities that are just packed to the gills with stuff that we'll never see, never use. And why? Like, why do we accumulate all this stuff? We never use it. We don't even use 10% of the power of it. We get like 80-ounce, you know, drink cups at the 7-Eleven now. We can't just have a 12-ounce drink. We got to have 44 ounces of Mountain Dew, you know, for 99 cents. It's just nuts, man. Like, how much is too much? And I saw talk about this all the time. Like, how many yachts can you water ski behind? I said it on the show this week. Somebody asked me at a live event. I said, dude, What do you got against people with nice watches and nice cars? Like, I don't have anything against that. But when they become idols, that's when it becomes a problem. And that's the same with my car. The Mercedes was an idol to me. I had no problem telling you that. I mean, you probably figured that out. I mean, why else would I want to drive a Mercedes? It was an idol to me. It was like, I got to have that hood ornament. What I should have done is just bought a Mercedes hood ornament and put it on my Regal and drove around town with it. You know, that probably would have solved my issue. So anyway, the Mercedes lease comes up. And I'm ready to get another car. And I'm like, okay, I Googled, what's the cheapest car you can buy? And I'm not kidding, I Googled. I'm like, yeah, if you listen to the podcast last year, then you know the story already. It was last August or so. I had a pretty good sales day. I think I made 15, 20 grand in a few hours that day. Not bragging. I'm just telling you this is where my mind was. And I was like, what's the cheapest car you can buy? And up came a few of them. And a Kia. Kia jumped out at me. Never drove a Kia. Don't know anything about Kias at all. And this is not... I'm not endorsing. I'm not paid to sponsor, talk about Kia at all on the show. But Kia Forte came up and it was $15,999 or something like that. So I went over to the Kia dealership and I just said, I want, and because I equated, okay, I had a $15,000 day, I'll buy a $15,000 car. Not a penny more. I'm gonna buy the car for the same amount of money that I made that day. And I walked into the Kia dealership. Didn't even test drive. Say, hey, I want that black Kia right there. He's like, okay, well, let me grab the key. Like, no, I don't need to grab the keys. I don't even care if it has electric windows. I don't care if it has AC. I just want that car. He's like, okay. Now talk about a laydown sale. I mean, talk about the easiest sale you've ever made in your life. A goofball like me walks into the dealership, points to the car they want, and just says, I don't even want to test drive it. So it does have power windows. It's got cloth seats. It does have air conditioning. I'm guessing those are pretty standard in a 2019 car. But you know what? Here's the funny part, and this is where the message starts of today's podcast. It gets me from, wait for it, point A to point B. I don't notice a difference. I don't miss my Mercedes. Now, of course, again, I need to put the disclaimer. I realize there's a difference between a luxury car like a Mercedes or anything like that and this Kia Forte that I'm driving around, but I get a kick out of it, man. It's like, you know, my kids can't even ride it. I'm like, Dad, are we taking the go-kart today? That's what they call it. They call it the go-kart. Dad, are we taking the go-kart or are we taking mom's car? And my wife drives a very nice, I think the elite edition of the Honda Odyssey. So we got the Crowley Roadster, got the minivan, seat 7 comfortably with the vacuum in the back of it too that we've never used. But anyway, that's a really nice tricked out. Can you trick out a minivan? That's probably an oxymoron, but you know what I'm talking about. It's a nice ride. So the kids would much rather ride in that versus the go-kart. Now, the go-kart, which is my Kia, gets me from point A to point B. You know people in your business, you know all they want. You know the only thing they care about is getting from point A to point B. And if you can get them there comfortably, without an accident, without killing them, you've succeeded. So let me ask you a question. Does your product, your service, your message, does it get people unstuck, and does it get them from point A to point B? Whatever problem that they have, can you get them unstuck from that problem and just get them going? You don't got to solve all their life problems. Look, my Kia, aka the go-kart, isn't supposed to make me better looking, not supposed to make me smarter. It's not supposed to take the place of my exercise and get me in better shape. It's just supposed to get me from point A to point B. And let me tell you something, the car payment is about 30%, maybe 20% of what I was paying in the Mercedes. And I love it. I mean, I can't, there's not, now I think there's times when I realize I'm driving a go-kart, when I get on the entrance ramp of the highway and I want to gun it. Like I want to get up into that 60, 70 mile an hour speed limit from zero. Taking the go-kart feels like Fred Flintstone pounding my feet on the pavement. That's what it feels like. It takes a little bit of time to get myself kind of up to speed with everybody else. But once I'm on the highway and this, you know, we're chugging along at 65, I'm good. You know, I'm good. And I miss the only time I've, and I'd say I miss it is dumb because I don't even miss the Mercedes from that respect. But the thing I remember most is that when I got out of that entrance ramp, I was flying into traffic right away. But that's so stupid. It's like that happens once every 2 weeks or something, you know. The whole point of this message is your client, your customer, whoever that is that you're helping right now, all they want is for you to get them between those two destinations of where they are right now and where they want to go. They don't care if you get them there in a Kia. They don't care if you get them there in a Corvette. They don't care if you get them there in a Porsche, a Ford, an Escalade, a Chevy. It doesn't matter. They want to make sure that you know what you're talking about, and you do, or you wouldn't even be out there putting the message out there, and they want to know that you can alleviate the pain. And I'm telling you, man, I've been driving this Kia now for a year, and I love it. I love the fact that it just fits so perfectly with the Everyday Saturday message, doesn't it? It's like, no pretense about me. I got the $12 Great Clips haircut. All I want to do is work with people. All I want to do is help people launch a movement. That's all I do every day. I've got the most amazing coaching clients. And if you'd like to be one, go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. If you're ready to go, I'll teach you how to do it. We'll work together one-on-one. It'll be the most fun you've ever had. I promise you that much. And the most movement that you were able to create with momentum. So go to launchwithsam.com. And I'll tell you what, this Kia fits perfectly into my brand, into my message, into everything, because I'm a simple guy that tries to take the most complex stuff that everybody tries to make so mystifying out there. Ooh, an internet business. Ooh, being a public speaker. Oh, wow, this is, wow, man, this is really intense. Yeah, you know what? It's really easy to do. You know what's really difficult to do is not succeeding on the internet. You got to try really hard not to succeed. What you really got to do is just give up. You got to quit. You got to keep following those people with the shiny objects, and you got to keep thinking that shiny object that keeps eluding, that the next one's going to do it. The next one's going to do it. I'm going to buy that next course. I'm going to go to that next event. I'm going to buy that next. Quit buying that stuff. Start implementing what you already know. Everything is figure outable. Get on YouTube and start searching that stuff. Everything is figure outable, and you'll do it. And when you find the prospect, understand, man, all they want is to get to that destination. Hell, they don't even care if you get them to the destination. Can you just show them where it is? Like, if the destination is three towns over, can you just get them out of the first town through a couple traffic lights and get them on their way? They would appreciate, they would love you just for that. Just for that, because it's not just what you've done. It's you've solved an incredible problem for them, and you've created what they haven't been able to create in their own life, and that is momentum. And you're starting to show them how simple it is to get that problem solved. Does that make sense? So, hey, I'm in the Kia. I am in the Kroger parking lot in Cincinnati, Ohio right now, recording the number one motivational podcast on the planet inside the $16,000 Kia, the 2019 Forte. God, they should have paid me to do this show. Keep it simple, baby. Keep it simple. Remember, we all go back into the same box at the end of the game. You can't tie a U-Haul behind your hearse, my friend. Keep it simple. Go away from the shiny stuff. Even if you got $1 million in your bank account, give some of that away and give some to your family and your children's children. Keep the main thing the main thing. And if you got enough money to drive a nice car, then drive a nice car. Hell, I don't care. I'm not here to tell you not to drive a nice car. I'm just saying don't make it an idol. And don't think just because it's got that hood ornament on it that's a little bit shinier than the other one that it's going to get to your destination any safer, any faster. The ride may feel a little bit different, but other than that, man, you're still getting from point A to point B. Are you with me? It's a great show today, man. It's a great show today. I appreciate you, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.